Oh, maybe he won't be here, actually. No, but I think about it. Keep it here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Redskins have suffered a huge blow to their playoff hopes. Carolina's Cam Newton passed for 300 yards and tossed a pair of touchdown passes last night as the Panthers beat the Skins on Monday Night Football. Quarterback Kirk Cousins says a lot went wrong.
It was a missed throw. It was a missed catch. It was a breakdown in different ways each time. But there were certainly some makeable third downs where the past several weeks, I would say, we've been much better on those third and mediums than we were tonight.
Saturday, the Skins will take on the Bears in Chicago. New information is coming out this morning about the Berlin truck attack and the man who's been arrested.
Germany's interior minister gave a press conference where he now confirmed that the person who is in custody and being questioned over this appears to be an asylum seeker from Pakistan. But he also said a second man who was found dead in the cab of the truck suffered a gunshot wound and that so far the authorities have not been able to retrieve the gun that was used in that.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitgen. President-elect Donald Trump is blaming Islamic terrorism for both the Berlin truck attack and the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey.
So it tells you that even though Donald Trump is the president-elect, even though he's heading to the White House, clearly not adopting this sort of dose of caution about whether to get ahead of investigators and immediately label these attacks by radical Islamic terrorism. We saw him do this throughout the campaign. Clear he's going to do it throughout the transition as well.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Donald Trump tweeted, "We did it." Despite weeks of lobbying and a day of protests, Mr. Trump won 304 electoral votes yesterday to Hillary Clinton's 227 in yesterday's Electoral College voting. First Lady Michelle Obama admits this past election was painful. But in an interview with Oprah Winfrey, Mrs. Obama says she and the president are supporting Donald Trump's transition because, quote, it's important for the health of this nation that we support the commander-in-chief. As for her own future, Mrs. Obama says, no, she will not run for public office. D.C. lawmakers are expected to vote today on the bill that will provide up to 8 weeks of paid leave for employees after the birth or adoption of a child. If passed, it would be one of the nation's most generous paid family leave laws. However, two council members are proposing dramatic last-minute revisions to the bill to guarantee the same amount of paid time off, but change how it's paid for. As the investigation continues into who hacked the Frederick County Public Schools, one organization says it was not responsible.
The Maryland Department of Education says it was not the source of a data breach that exposed personal information of about 1,000 former Frederick County students who were enrolled in the mid-2000s. The department released a statement contradicting one that Frederick County Public Schools issued over the weekend. District officials say they no longer keep student social security numbers in their system and are helping those impacted. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Were you among the dozens of people caught up in that horrible crash on I-95 in Baltimore last Saturday? If you were, the Maryland Transportation Authority needs to talk to you.
There's a number of unclaimed vehicles. The MDTA police request any operators, passengers, involved persons, or witnesses in the major crash on Interstate I-95 near Caton Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland, to contact the Tunnel Command Detachment Duty Officer. So we need to pair up the operators and passengers with the vehicles that were involved.
There are still around 60 cars unclaimed sitting right now in different impound lots. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,883. The NASDAQ at 54.57. Sports, a loss to Carolina puts the Redskins' postseason hopes in jeopardy. NBA, the Wizards rally but fall short against the Pacers. College ball, AU wins. WMAL News Time, 8.04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 crash in Landmark completely gone. Nothing left to check out. Beyond Landmark, next really big set of delays as you cross the 14th Street Bridge. Westbound side of the freeway, below speed right as you merge off of the 11th Street Bridge and heading over toward Main Avenue, but lanes open. Arlington, it's Route 50 again. You need extra time. Coming out of Seven Corners, not due to a crash this morning. It's due to problems with the signal lights. They're on flash. Crews are aware of it, trying to take care of it, and hopefully get some police to direct you on 50 Arlington Boulevard at Fillmore Street. Patience through that stretch. On 66 inside the Beltway through Falls Church, the volume, and that seems really to be almost the heaviest of our 66 backups. Sterling, south on 28, looks like as you get closer to the toll road, you'll find lanes open. That's where we had a five-car crash, but 28L Sterling still quite heavy, and the Beltway still jammed topside heading in through College Park and Silver Spring on the outer. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, another chilly day before we get close to 50 degrees and then above 50 by Wednesday and Thursday. Plenty of sun today, 42. Tonight, mainly clear, 29. Suburbs colder. Few clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 48. Clouds and sunshine on Thursday into the middle, 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 22 in Dumfries, 21 in Gaithersburg, 27 degrees in Washington. A new report claims the search looking for that long-missing Malaysian jetliner are almost certainly looking in the wrong place. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At the bottom of this hour, 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC will be our guest. So you're going to want to hear what he has to say about, well, everything in the world. I'm Larry O'Connor. Scotty Del Hughes is in for a vacation. Brian Wilson. You also want to hear what she has to say about the world, everything in the world.
Hughes, right? In the house.
Scott Hughes in the house.
I'm telling you. I'm creative,
like,
this morning.
That. It is 8:07 on WMAL. And we're having a party. Scotty is leading the party because she was on the Trump train before it even had a caboose.
It's not had the caboose yet because we haven't ended and the train is still going. Why? You know what? I guess grandma got ran over by the Trump train after yesterday's electoral college.
Are you referring to Hillary Clinton as grandma there? She gets to spend more time with her grandchildren. That's a good
lovely
thing. And at least she has her health.
Absolutely. When she's not wandering around in the woods.
Hillary Clinton went down in crushing defeat yesterday in the Electoral College elections, 50 of them across our land. I guess 51, technically, because D.C. does have one electoral.
Or 53, according to President Obama.
57, I think it was.
Or 57.
The point is, the Electoral College met, and as expected, they brought Donald Trump another victory. It's kind of funny, Scotty Hughes, because every 4 years, the meeting of the Electoral College is basically an afterthought. It's formality. It doesn't get a lot of attention, but the left in their histrionics, the Democrats, you know, trying to implore these electors to not vote based on the state's obligation, they made it a bigger story than it was, and it actually ended up giving, as you mentioned, Hillary Clinton a larger defeat than she had going into yesterday.
And let's look at the karma of it, because in the end, the deflectors were for Hillary Clinton. They were the ones that were having the problems with it.
Right. Hillary Clinton actually made history yesterday. She lost five electors who defected. You call them deflectors, which is great. They're defected electors. She lost five. That's the most of any candidate in over 100 years in American history.
And yet you have liberals screaming about it, going, oh, let's get rid of the Electoral College. She's got more in the popular vote, California. And if all we had to do was sew up votes in 1/100th of our landmass, why even bother with the opinion in campaigning? In fact, she lost because she did not campaign in areas that were forgotten by what we feel like the U.S. government has been the last 8 years. That's why she lost. So, you know, she kind of got what was coming towards her on election night. And last night, once again, she was reminded. And Donald Trump had quite a little celebration there in Mar-a-Lago.
I bet he did. And one of those areas that she didn't campaign in was Wisconsin, because her campaign arrogantly thought, well, it's Wisconsin. Of course they're going to vote for Hillary. So they never polled there. They never campaigned there. And this is what it sounded like in Madison last night as the votes came in.
The votes are 10 votes, Donald J. Trump.
You sold out our country!
Look at your smile. You are getting drunk on the tears of the protests of the left.
Listen, and they go shame.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, listen to this one. You don't belong in America.
Okay. Listen, I didn't gloat, and I think most Trump supporters did not gloat on election night. I was one of those that actually knew it was coming. I'm the one that said the polls are right. And they were just read wrong. But the second time around, because of the obnoxiousness and the lack of accepting the results of election night, that the liberal left has continued to, instead of accepting and trying to create solutions and solidity behind our president, future president.
Well,
they've continued to try to fight it. So now I am going to gloat, because their obnoxiousness needs to be exposed. And as our friend Andrew Breitbart used to say, expose the hate, retweet the hate, expose those folks right now. And I know the majority of Democrats who might have supported Hillary Clinton do not agree with the actions that have happened, the death threats that have happened over the past few weeks towards electors.
So let's go through the list here. We had, first of all, as soon as the election was over, they blamed James Comey, the FBI director, for spoiling the election. In fact, John Podesta just last week wrote a Washington Post article saying that there's a huge problem at the FBI, right? So they did that. Then they claimed that there was a hack by the Russians on the electoral process, right? That's right. Why they demanded a recount in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. That didn't go anywhere. Then they blamed fake news. Remember that one? And then most recently, they blamed the Electoral College because it's an antiquated system that really only protected slave states, and she won the popular vote, so we shouldn't even do the Electoral College. And then recently, of course, they've blamed Russia for the hack and the WikiLeaks. Although, you know, no one has, people said that Russia impeded on America having a fair and a fair election process. Can someone please explain to me, even if you concede that Russia was behind the hack of the DNC and the WikiLeaks, how does that stop us from having a fair election? How did letting the American people know what the Democrats at the DNC were saying in emails, or John Podesta's emails, how did that keep this election from being fair exactly?
That's what I cannot wrap my head around, to be honest with you, Larry, is they're upset at it being exposed, but they're not actually upset at the content.
That's what they were actually saying. Upset that people learned about
it. They learned about it.
They're upset. Let's boil to its essence, Scotty. They're upset that voters had more information at their disposal to make their decision. That's what they're upset about.
Actually knew what has been going on at the DNC. And then they're upset that the Republicans, the same thing didn't happen to the Republicans. Well, let's at least give the Republicans credit, the RNC. They knew. It's nothing new that Russia and China are trying to hack into things. I mean, it happens every day. There's kids in grandparents' basements that are hacking into things. We know this is happening. So why wasn't the DNC more responsible with their intelligence to have security enforced?
I mean, please, their nominee kept national secrets on a private server that was exposed to the Russians.
If I was a Democrat, I would be very upset right now at what they did.
So we've gone through that whole laundry list, and so now that none of that has worked, and the Electoral College has made their decision, and inauguration is coming up.
Well, you missed one more person that was blamed.
Is there another blame?
Bill Clinton started yesterday. He blamed angry white men for the loss. Now, I'm sorry, there's no more angry white man than I know. So is that his way of telling us that he voted for Trump?
Right. Bill Clinton is the angriest of white men.
So maybe this is what he's trying to send us, the message.
So I guess after all of this, not that I really care whether the Democrats actually have some introspection and actually look at their message and look at their tactics and the way they try to demonize people who don't agree with them and call them names instead of actually trying to convince them that they're wrong. Do you think now that this has run its course that will occur? Do you think that they will say, you know what, maybe we had a flawed candidate. Maybe we had a bad message. Maybe the last 8 years haven't been so great.
Well, I think that's what they should say. I think that that would be a way to have a solution. But unfortunately, sometimes they don't follow my advice. That's what I want to ask you, the listener out there. Do you think that Democrats are actually going to accept this? And what would it take for Donald Trump to be able to bring Democrats on board to where they would be proud that he is their president? Say, you know what? This is not the end of the world as we made it, the apocalypse, or some people say doomsday, and we need an alternative, you know, plan.
What can Trump do to
actually convince Americans that he's here for all Americans?
Yeah, I don't think that's possible. And let's face it,
you make liberals happy? I think that's the sarcastic that can you ever make a liberal happy?
Well, all he has to do is embrace some of the positions he held about 25 years ago.
Okay.
Which were all pretty basic liberal Democrat positions. Maybe that will make them happy.
You know, as we grow up, we get wiser.
I understand. I tease, of course. Well, that's your update on what happened yesterday with the Electoral College. There really is no other impediment at this point, barring some, actual disaster. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the President of the United States. And Scotty Hughes, I'm guessing you'll be here in Washington, D.C. with your inaugural ball in hand. Your inaugural gown
in hand.
I'm about
to say, is there an actual, is it like a soccer ball, a basketball? What would the inaugural ball actually
look like?
Your
inaugural gown. Will you be wearing a tiara that night?
The only crown that night that should be worn is the American people, because they're the ones that have won. They're the ones that chose our next president.
It is 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm still imagining you carrying around this ball all night. The inaugural ball. All right, here we go. Maryland, keep alert in the Burtonsville area. Crews are responding to an incident. Not sure if it's an accident or a broken down south on 29 as you pass 198. And I'm definitely seeing those delays there before you get into Fairland. Around the Beltway, still jammed. 95 to George Avenue, solid in the commute. 95 slows to each loop of the Beltway and Interloop pass Route 1. Baltimore, Washington. And Parkway slows each way through Laurel, but it's been uneventful as far as any problems. The broken down Interloop in the Virginia Beltway had been in the left lane, Interloop north of the toll road. Let's get you in through town. I'm trying to get through Arlington. The problem, signal lights on flash, 50 at Fillmore Street. So it's almost like a replication of yesterday here, with big delays on 50 coming out of Seven Corners up ahead. You'll have a lot of stop and go just to get through that intersection. And for DC 295, each direction between Pennsylvania Avenue and East Capitol Street, incidents gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
It looks like this recent cold blast is behind us now. We've got sunny skies today with a high of 42, which is a vast improvement, I think we'll agree. Tonight, clear skies, low of 29, and then tomorrow, generally sunny, few afternoon clouds. Tomorrow's high is 48. Look for temperatures in the 40s and 50s all week long. In fact, right now, 27 degrees, but getting warmer. 8:17 on WMAL. There's more going on here in Washington, D.C. Scotty Hughes, other than your pal Donald Trump and all of your friends who will be part of that administration moving in town, we're also witnessing the end of an 8-year administration with the Obama administration, as a bunch of those people are moving out of, or will they? Actually,
I don't think so. I think that isn't the latest. The Obamas are
the Obamas
going to stay
are staying
here.
And probably anybody who worked for the administration are going to stay here. Valerie Jarrett will stay here. No one goes home after they come into town to work for an administration.
And not that you can come in. It's kind of like the Hotel California. You can come
right.
in, but you can never leave.
Welcome to
Washington, D.C.
That's the Beltway, baby. Michelle Obama gave an exit interview of sorts with the CEO of the Obama administration, Oprah Winfrey. And something happened during that. We've already talked about a bit of a advanced cut that they gave us, where she acknowledged that she now understands what it's like to not have hope.
Hope.
That's really something, isn't it?
You know what? She doesn't have hope. I don't have change after 8 years of the Obamas. We're even.
Well done. Mike, isn't it something for the First Lady of the United States to basically communicate to the American people that because of the results of that election, she has no hope for our country? After the 8 years that she's just had at the pinnacle of American leadership, of world leadership for that matter, and the life that she's been able to enjoy because of one election, that's really something.
Well, and remember how she started this whole thing out back in 2008. For the first time in my adult life, I am really proud of my country, because it feels like hope is finally making a comeback.
Right.
So hope only works as long as your person gets elected.
Right. That really does not.
Or her husband, for that matter.
That's not open. Being open-minded.
Well, Larry. Here's what happened during the interview that aired last night on whatever Oprah Winfrey is being aired on. It's her own channel, right, that nobody watches. Guess what? There was a spontaneous moment in this interview. It was totally impromptu, not scripted at all. Listen.
What do we do if we don't have hope, Oprah?
What do we do if we don't have hope? Is that his cue?
Oh.
Fancy meeting you here.
Fancy.
We're just talking about hope and whether or not you achieve that.
Wow. So Oprah sort of gave it away there, didn't she?
That was his cue.
So she says, what do we do if we don't have hope? And suddenly in bounds Barack.
Mr. Hope.
Hey.
Absolutely. No point.
I was making that same point.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Did you hear that air kiss?
That is the most despicable Hollywood thing I've ever heard in my life. Mr. President.
Thanks for stopping by. We were talking about hope and whether or not your administration achieved that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I feel hopeful.
What are you most hopeful about now?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
The next generation.
Pause. Obviously, they're not having pillow talk at night because they're not on the same page. Your wife says there's no hope. You say there is. Now, granted, that's probably like most communication in marriage where they go say two separate things. But at least he has a little bit. Michelle Obama, I have to tell you, I'm actually more impressed with how President Obama's been handling the transition period than how she's handling it.
I don't know. I think that he's just better at pretending. But what was
the point?
And I think this
I
is also.
I just can't get enough of that.
Let me
kiss.
Remind you, one of the best clips that went around the internet during the election was Oprah herself back in the 80s talking to Donald Trump, saying, "You know, you sound like you could run for president one day." Being a great interview.
Yeah.
About some very pro-capitalistic thoughts that Donald Trump had in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be her kind of trying to still stay in the good graces of the. Because if you watch this, those that made it through it, it was very much a softball. There was
I don't know if that was a difference maker, but. I know this, during that interview, Oprah never approached Donald Trump with a
point.
You just like that soundbite, don't you?
Meanwhile, the Obamas are on vacation in Hawaii. Can I ask you something? If you know that you're going to be out of a job in 30 days, would you go on a vacation? Especially if that job is president of the United States. This is your last chance to be president in Washington, D.C. during Christmas time, and you hop on a plane at taxpayers' expense and fly to Hawaii?
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll be back, D.C. We need a break. It's been rough.
Well, I understand. If you have 30 days left, go on vacation. I get it. Unless you're president. I mean, it's not like you can stay at the White House anytime you want.
Last 30 days to be in the White House as president of the United States. Don't you do that?
Don't you want to do that? Well, maybe they like being able to get through traffic like this. Maybe they like being able to fly direct flights and not have to go through TSA. I appreciate that, actually. So maybe, you know, there were perks of it. But let's talk about how much money he has spent. Taxpayer-funded vacation. I mean, this was the last time he got a taxpayer-funded vacation, and he's already playing golf, just like he was yesterday.
It's 8:22 on WMAO.
Looking for a new career? Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. is growing and looking to add career-oriented installation and service technicians. On-job training is provided, so all skill levels are encouraged. Apply online at joinoverheaddoor.com, a military and equal opportunity employer.
Do your carpets need to get cleaned before the holidays? Well, now's the time to do it. This week, right now, you can get that truly deep cleaning with the help of Zero Res, and they're ready to help with a really generous deal. The Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today. Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. That's a great Christmas present for everyone involved. Plus, you're going to save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. This way, everyone wins. And you know that Zero Res, their clean is amazing. They've cleaned my carpets. They leave them smelling fresh, feeling soft, and looking brand new again. And if you don't have carpets, Zero Res can still help. You can bring the shine back to hardwoods, tile, and grout. And while you've got them in there, have them do your upholstery. My sofa and love seat never looked as clean as after Zero Res got a hold of them. So, don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. I'm sending air kisses over to Jamie Whitten in the Hidney Carpet. That's President Obama and Oprah Winfrey greeting each other.
That is awesome. All right. Here we go. Oh, that made my morning. Here we go. 270. Southbound. We've been okay, really, as you come south out of the Urbana area to Hyattstown until now, where we have the crash along the way. So now suddenly we have the volume Urbana and Hyattstown. You get a break, hit it briefly again in Gaithersburg, and then you're okay down toward the 270 spur. Going inner loop into Bethesda, heavy into that sun glare. Outer loop still jammed around to George Avenue. Listen up on 29 in Burtonsville for the first incident. Southbound 29 past 198. And then as you come through White Oak, you're going to be slow to get past the Trader Joe's. The accident reported on the northbound side of Colesville Road, right as you approach that gas station in the Trader Joe's area. All right, 50 Arlington Boulevard, another tough morning for you this morning, not because of an accident, but the flashing light signal issue. 50 Arlington Boulevard at Fillmore Street, hoping that police have made it to that intersection to help direct through, but the cameras are out in that intersection as well as the lights. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday now as we continue to crank on through this week leading up to Christmas. Lots of sunshine around, maybe a few clouds east this morning. 42 overnight tonight. We'll fall back into the upper 20s suburbs. Probably a little colder with a clear sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 27 degrees at 8:27. Scotty Nell Hughes, you live in Tennessee, so you don't know a lot about professional football.
Or even
college football, for that matter. But here in Washington, we have a legendary legacy team, three Super Bowl championship Washington Redskins, and our town loves our Redskins.
It's my second favorite team behind my own home Tennessee Titans. I even have a
hat. Those are the Houston Astros, just so you know.
It's been like over a decade now. We get them after a decade, whatever. I'm just saying.
Well, the Redskins had everything going for them last night. They were in the catbird seat. They were masters of their own destiny there going into Monday Night Football, the world stage. All they had to do was win that game, and they're that much closer to locking up a playoff bid. And, well, the entire thing fell apart. It was a horrible game. They lost to the Carolina Panthers right here in Landover. And Coach Jay Gruden is taking a lot of the responsibility.
And we just never got any kind of rhythm whatsoever throughout the whole game. And you know, part of it's the running game was atrocious. Part of it was we had no deep passing game. And then the other part, Carolina was very good today.
He went on to say we were out-coached. No question about it. We weren't as ready as I would have liked to have been. We didn't execute, and that falls on my shoulders.
Let me ask you this question real quick. Do you think Gruden's seat is becoming hot now?
Yep.
I mean, think about it.
Yep.
You've got Cowboys, Giants, they all make the playoffs, and the Eagles will continue to improve with a rookie quarterback. Who has the brightest future right now?
Yeah, I think right now the Redskins have to seriously look to see if Jay Gruden is the right coach if they don't make the playoffs. By the way, Kirk Cousins echoed what his head coach had to say.
It was a missed throw. It was a missed catch. It was a breakdown in different ways each time, but there were certainly some makeable third downs where the past several weeks, I would say, we've been much better on those third and mediums than
we were
tonight.
Incredibly sloppy, and Kirk Cousins made a lot of bad mistakes that he hasn't made in a couple of years. Not looking good here for the last two games of the season. It's 8:28.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-943-5702 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group. Get up to $995 in free silver on all qualified transactions. Ask how. All transactions have no startup fee, are privately delivered, and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-943-5702. 800-943-5702.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll check in with Larry Kudlow of CNBC and Hillary Clinton. She's reduced to walking in the woods there in Chappaqua, and it's actually becoming a bit of a tourist attraction. We'll tell you more coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Carolina Panthers have dealt the Redskins' playoff hopes a big blow with a Monday Night Football win over the Skins at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden admits there's plenty that went wrong last night.
We just never got any kind of rhythm whatsoever throughout the whole game. And you know, part of it's the running game was atrocious. Part of it was we had no deep passing game. And then the other part, Carolina was very good today.
The loss drops the Redskins to 7-6-1 and leaves them on the outside of the NFC wild card picture. Germany's top security official says a suspect arrested after the truck attack in Berlin comes from Pakistan and had applied for asylum.
They say there was a second man who was found dead on the passenger seat of that truck, and they've now confirmed that that man is a Polish citizen, and that could potentially be very significant because the truck has Polish license plates. It belongs to a Polish trucking company, and the man who owns that trucking company says that he lost contact with the driver of that truck at some point on Monday.
Correspondent Frederick Pleitgen, 12 people were killed and about 50 others injured in that Berlin attack. The D.C. Council takes a final vote today on its long-debated paid family leave bill, but two council members have a last-minute change to propose that would still guarantee the same time-off work provisions, but change the way the thing is paid for. Following the big crash on I-95 in Baltimore over the weekend, there are still dozens of unclaimed cars, and the call is now out for people to come get them.
The Maryland Transportation Authority says roughly 60 vehicles involved in a multi-car crash during this weekend's icy weather still haven't been claimed by their owners. That, according to the authorities, Kevin Aide.
We want to urge people that when they come to claim their vehicle, we also need to interview them. So there will be MBTA police investigator there interviewing them, trying to get information about the crash.
Aide says people still have time to claim their cars, and he acknowledges that some people may have been injured in the crash. Three people were killed. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,883. The Nasdaq at 54.57. Sports, the Redskins lose to Carolina. The Wizards' winning streak is over. They lose to Indiana. College basketball, American wins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here, and my friends, realtors Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park for their home sellers. Listen to this. I love these great stories from happy people like Mark and Cynthia. They had their home listed with another agent for 90 days and it didn't sell. They fired that agent and decided to call the Reynolds team. Smart move. Debbie and Sarah came in and sold their home fast for top dollar. This is easy. When Sarah and Debbie get your home in their inventory and they do their magic with their thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database, it simply works for your benefit. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now and get packing. Call direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
For a soldier who's recovering from the effects of war, Fisher House is here.
My wife just kept saying how wonderful this place was and how I had to hurry up and get out of the hospital.
to provide comfort, support, and an inexpensive place to stay.
I think us being here, him seeing the baby, I think that's helped him tremendously.
A place like this works wonders.
Join NOVAC in supporting our wounded soldiers and their families. Visit WMAL.com, keyword Fisher House.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting NOVAC's energy efficiency game plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use NOVAC's online energy playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with NOVAC's winning ways to save.
Win big by going to NOVAC.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
Moving your business with success takes a special touch. Hello, I'm Bud Morset of Interstate Moving, Relocation, and Logistics. Whether it's moving, warehousing, inventory management, or distribution, Interstate's 70 years of experience will get you through the most challenging projects. From medical facilities to data centers and office space, our unmatched expertise and affordability are legendary. Delivering meticulous care and reliability, our exclusive Top Hat service is your guarantee that the industry's finest movers and logisticians are with you every step of the way. Ready for your next business move? Interstate can help. Call today for a complimentary site visit and consultation from Interstate, your one-stop shop for all your moving and logistics needs. Call Interstate today at 844-220-MOVE. That's 844-220-MOVE. Or visit us at moveinterstate.com/biz. Interstate, your next step, your best move.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Arlington Route 50, Arlington Boulevard, signal light problems. They're on flash at Fillmore Street, so everybody getting through that intersection getting a bit frustrated. But remember, everyone wants to get through. Be kind to your neighbors. A completely different location. We'll go into Alexandria on Fillmore Avenue. Fillmore Avenue at Beauregard Street for the accident. That puts it on Fillmore Avenue. It runs between Beauregard and Seminary Road. Do watch. We have fire and rescue units still running in that stretch. 395 heavy in Landmark again as you approach Glebe Road and at the 14th Street Bridge. Hey, let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, and that's easy because those delays just about cleared out. We're still jammed though, topside from 95 to George Avenue, 270. Still a bit slow here as you approach Route 80 Urbana, and that tie-up extends past 109, and that's the thick of it for 270. New problem in Virginia is 28 leaving Chantilly is now jammed to the northbound crash near McLaren Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather coming back after a chilly day yesterday. We do a little better today. Mostly sunny, 42. Tonight down into the upper 20s. Suburbs will be a little colder. Might be some teens popping up well west and north. Wednesday, sunshine. Some afternoon high cloud, 48. And even milder on Thursday with clouds and sun. We'll push the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 18 in Herndon, 27 in Bethesda, 27 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 837. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. I'm Larry O'Connor. And Scotty Dale Hughes is in for a vacationing Brian Wilson. Good to have you all morning, Scotty.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hey, I might even be coming back tomorrow.
I've heard that rumor. Let's see. There's still 30 minutes to go. You could ruin everything. Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show. Heard here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. By the way, his new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good to have you, Larry. How are you?
Morning, Larry. My chest cold. Sorry about that.
Oh, you sound fine. Yeah, it actually gives you more resonance, if that's even possible. Larry, you know, the interest rate decision last week, and I think that you've basically said interest rates have been artificially low for several quarters now, right? So I know that a lot of people's hair was on fire with regard to the interest rates and whether there will be more interest rate increases coming up in the future and how that might affect the economy. But I got to ask you, based on the book you just wrote, JFK and the Reagan Revolution and American Prosperity, there isn't often a direct link to these interest rates and prosperous times in our American economy, are there?
Well, look, I think, the interest rate hike, this is the first rate hike that I've really supported in about 4 years or maybe even 5 years. And I just think they did the right thing because longer-term rates went up. Okay, so the 10-year bond yield, which is a bellwether, has gone up about 70 basis points since Donald Trump was elected. And the reason for that is real interest rates are rising. And the reason for that is both stocks and bonds expect a stronger economy with Trump's tax cuts and rollback of regulations. So the Fed following rates up is okay by me. It's a good idea. Historically, you know, it really depends. Rates could go up or down during a period of economic growth. I don't think rates are going to explode, but I do think they'll quote-unquote normalize.
Normalize, yeah.
So, you know, you again, take your long-term paper in Treasury market. It's now about 2.5%, actually above 2.5%. It's probably going to go up a percentage point in the next year, maybe next year and a half, I don't know, something like that. Stronger economy is going to drive it higher. That's okay. So yeah. Not a problem.
But considering the book you just wrote, what does this do for municipalities being able to borrow money at such low rates? And then you mentioned Trump. What impact will this have on the infrastructure bill that he's planning to send to Congress?
Well, I don't know that's going to have any impact on that. These are not large rate hikes, but I would say
if they continue more, though, I mean, this can't.
They're going to go up to. I don't know, 4 or 5% be my guess. That's quite
that will have an
normal.
Impact on some of these municipalities, don't you think?
I doubt it. If they need it, they'll go for
they'll
it.
They'll raise taxes on the individual.
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, what should be done, anybody who's in the rate market or in the debt market should refinance right now, including the U.S. Treasury, as long as they can. In other words, I wrote an article a couple weeks back. Treasury should sell 100-year bonds. 100-year bonds.
Wow.
To take advantage of these historically low interest rates. Other countries have done this. A lot of countries have sold 50s and 70s. We're the best credit. We can sell. We could start with 50s, let's say, go on to 100. In other words, the refis would lower your debt service for a long time. That's the point you're making.
Yeah.
It's not the interest rates per se. It's the debt service expense. And go now. I mean, like any homeowner, okay, if you have a mortgage, you want to take a 30-year mortgage, not a 15-year mortgage or an adjustable mortgage, because you want to take advantage of locking in the lower rate.
Right. Get the cheap money now.
Should hold with whether it's local debt or state debt or most particularly federal debt.
Now, see, it's that kind of outside-the-box thinking, Larry Kudlow, that has made you one of the top contenders to be on Donald Trump's Council of Economic Advisors. Is there anything that you would like to talk about right now with regard to that?
Not really. I mean, it's a good spot. It's an important spot. I don't have any comment on any discussions. I'm kind of old school about these things. I'm just going about my business like doing your radio show.
Well, but whoever is on the Council of Economic Advisors, they're going to be key individuals with regard to shepherding what I know you believe is one of the most attractive ideas of the Trump presidency in these first 100 days, and that is his tax package.
Right.
What do you think the obstacles are in Capitol Hill?
Well, I think there's a chance here for a broad-based agreement. I really do. And it could well be a bipartisan agreement. And I would go there as fast as I can. I mean, as I understand it, and I'm not at the center of the core of the transition, but health care reform, ACA, you know, Obamacare reform, and tax reform are going to be the two principal priorities right out of the gate. And I just would like to see the tax reform bill, you know, stay as number one or tied with health care, because the longer you wait to get your tax reform, the longer people are going to postpone their activity. Mm-hmm. They're going to wait to see the legislation, and they're going to wait to see the new tax rates. Now, Mr. Trump's, I think the key to his whole program is lowering the business tax rate for small and large companies to 15%, and along with repatriating foreign cash. If you get that, I think you're going to have an economic boom. And I think the sooner you get that, the sooner you're going to see a big pickup in the economy from, let's say, 1 to 2%. To something more like 4% or even better. So my great hope is they move quickly on the tax-cutting front.
Well, let me tie it back into how we started this conversation, back to the Fed. This 6 days ago, Janet Yellen came out, and she kind of did it a little bit, talk about bullish, saying that she plans to serve out her term and she's not going anywhere, Donald Trump. How do you foresee this relationship Janet Yellen and President Trump is going to have until 2018 when her term is up?
I don't know. They'll get along. I mean, the Fed is independent. The Fed is independent.
Right.
They're going to do what they're going to do. We'll see. She's got, you're right, she's got a year, and her term as chair ends. By the way, her vice chair, Stanley Fisher, his term ends. And by the way, Trump will have five Federal
Reserve. Actually, I think she has 2 years. It's till February 2018.
Year and a few months.
End of January.
Yeah.
Yes.
Term. And she will not serve out the remaining years of her chair as her board chair as governor. So Trump's going to have five Fed appointees, five.
Hmm.
And he's going to be able to reshape the central bank. And that's extremely important. They should take their econometric models out in the backyard of the Fed and just burn them, put them in a pit,
just burn
all the econometric models, which have missed everything for so long. And then they should start looking at, again, market prices. What are markets telling them? What are commodity markets telling them? What are dollar markets telling them? What are bond rates telling them? That's the best way to move. That's why I approve of the current rate hike, because the bond market said, go ahead, inch up a little bit.
Instead of trying to drag the market, you actually go in sync with the market. But again, that kind of thinking is what we need on the Council of Economic Advisors. Larry Kudlow, thanks for joining us. Always good to have you, sir. It is 844.
Winter is right around the corner, and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
As you know, I got married a little over a year ago, and guess what? You know what getting married does to you? It makes you happy. It makes you happy, it makes you comfortable, and that's exactly what marrying Meredith did. But guess what? Where getting happy and comfortable leads you sometimes is you put on a little extra weight. You put on a few pounds, right? You hear about that first year of marriage and the weight you put on? Well, it's time for me to lose that weight. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I don't like my clothes not fitting me. I don't like not feeling as active as I want to. So I'm doing something about it. I called EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP 180 Weight Loss. Now, you may not have heard of them. They're new to the area. They've just opened up a really convenient location over in Tyson's Corner, and you can check out all their information on emp180weightloss.com. But I'm guessing you're like me. You want to get your New Year's resolution in line. Well, I've started. I'm already on the plan. I've started it. I've already met with them, and it's a simple plan. And they sit down with you. They do a full body composition. They set a goal with you. They put you on a plan where you're going to lose the weight, and then you're going to keep it off. And the weight, it's fat you're losing, not the muscle. This is a great program. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Why don't you lose weight with me? Lose that weight and lose it for life. Go to emp180weightloss.com, emp180weightloss.com, or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
It's 8:46, now WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia in the hot seat on 28. This time it's going to be northbound, and really that whole area is trying to get through Chantilly. You want to listen closely because big delays are on 28 northbound, north of 50 near McLaren Road for the crash. So that solid lineup, and after commuters have been sitting in that, they're thinking, I'm going to bail out Walney Road. That's okay, but once you head Walney Road and turns into Centerville Road, that's where we hit a lot of the bailout traffic. So if that's your normal route, you with extra commuters. Also, we have some northbound Fairfax County Parkway delays heading up toward Franklin Farm Road, and in that backup a crash. So you get the idea. Extra time needed if you're heading north on 28, north on Centerville Road, north of the Fairfax County Parkway, all north of 50. All right, 66. 50 seems to be the theme. After 50, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks. Looks like the Aero Board crews, there at the scene of the accident. Looks like they have one left lane and two to the right getting by 66 East. That's really about the worst of it outside the Beltway. We've had a good run this morning on 66. For Maryland, topside still jammed 95 to George Avenue and to the Wilson Bridge. Cleared out. I'm not seeing any delays heading past Andrews or in through the Largo area. And DC 295 South, still heavy past East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, another chilly day before we get close to 50 degrees and then above 50 by Wednesday and Thursday. Plenty of sun today, 42. Tonight, mainly clear, 29. Suburbs colder. Few clouds and sunshine tomorrow, 48. Clouds and sunshine on Thursday into the middle, 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
28 degrees right now, 848. Scotty, you remember Saturday Night Live did this sketch Well, they did the one about you. That was amazing. Pretty funny.
You had to bring that one up, too.
You were great on
Thank
that.
Thank you. I tried.
That was
really
one of your best stuff. But also, they did that sketch recently about Hillary Clinton doing the hikes in the woods in Chappaqua, and they treated it like the hunt for Bigfoot, remember?
I was in the kitchen washing pans when I saw something moving through the woods. Blonde, about 5'6". It seemed like it kind of wanted some time to itself, so I immediately started running after it.
And, of course, it makes fun of all these women who are chasing down Hillary Clinton in the woods of Chappaqua. Well, of course, Hillary is just taking these spontaneous hikes because she's such a hiker, and they want to thank her. Well, fiction has become reality, Scotty Hughes, because women are actually making pilgrimages to the neighborhood of Chappaqua, hanging out in the woods, waiting to meet with Hillary Clinton on their hikes.
Well, they always said she was a trailblazer, so she is definitely blazing trails. You know, this
I
kind of reminds
that's
me.
True.
Well, this kind of reminds me of Hansel and Gretel, though, almost. It's like, let's go find the woman in the woods and eat her house.
She's going to lure her.
And I mean, what is this? Right. Is she going to have like her own Buddhist monks out there? Are they going to have yoga pants?
I think they may.
And that's
and Birkenstocks, very comfortable shoes. Listen to how the Washington Post reports it yesterday. The other day, Carol Meyer and her friend Ellen went walking in the woods of Chappaqua. For all they knew, they might see a coyote or some rare mushrooms. Or Hillary Clinton.
Or if you eat the mushrooms, you might see Hillary Clinton. It just might be the coyote instead. Be careful. He bites.
Or peyote, for that matter. Yeah. It's 850 on WMAO.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 12/21/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Is the indoor air you breathe making you sick? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Have you ever heard of sick building syndrome? It's a real thing that can cause dizziness, asthma, or allergies. Sure, you could buy an expensive air purification system, but there could be an easier way. Researchers at SUNY Oswego say surrounding yourself with certain houseplants could help clean up the air inside your home or office. It's a process called biofiltration. Paints, furniture, printers, cleaning supplies, even dry clean clothes can all emit volatile organic compounds, or VOCs. All five houseplants tested could remove acetone from the air. Think of that smell of a nail salon. But the Dracaena plant absorbed the most. The bromeliad plant was the best all around, removing 80% of the 8 VOCs tested. This shouldn't cost you very much and could have you feeling better in no time at all. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, presented by Nationwide, recognizes NFL players who have made a significant impact on both the game and in their communities, and is considered one of the league's most prestigious honors. Each NFL team nominates one player for the award, and three finalists will be announced on January 22nd, with the winner being announced at the NFL Honors Award Show on February 4th. To learn about the 32 players nominated for this year's award, visit NFL.com/Man of the Year.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van, or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back, or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry. The worst of it still. The volume DC 295 each direction between Pennsylvania Avenue and East Capitol Street. We're doing okay as far as incident free on each direction of the Southeast Southwest Freeway. Virginia Arlington, problems with the signal lights on flash, and that's giving us big delays. Arlington Boulevard at Fillmore Street on 66 East as you come past Route 50. One left. And two to the right get by the crash. Police are there. In Chantilly, north on 28, north of 50 for the crash. Huge delays on 28 as we try to wind down the rush hour. And the bailout traffic as you parallel 28, you get hit hard on Centerville Road and pushing north past Franklin Farm Road. Update is brought to you by MedStar Vascular, MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday now as we continue to crank up through this week leading up to Christmas. Lots of sunshine around, maybe a few clouds east this morning. 42 overnight tonight. We'll fall back into the upper 20s suburbs. Probably a little colder with a clear sky. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 degrees at 8:56.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footie styles at Pajamagram.com, including the exclusive Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footie. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood and a full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footie and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College, gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
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 Becoming the best version of yourself is just one daily rosary away. This is an invitation to prayer, peace, and mercy, brought to you by Athey Rosaries, A-T-H-E-Y, rosaries.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017. During the Season of Adventure sales event, visit your local D.C. Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming up tomorrow on WMAL, Scotty Nell Hughes continues for...
I get to keep my job?
For one more day at least, let's see. It's not really a job, though. You're just filling in for Brian Wilson, but it's been
job.
Great having you.
Every time I get to wake up and sit next to... Trust me, it's a job.
It's a job.
To be on air with you.
Every morning. Thank you for that. We're also going to give our expert analysis of the bands that have been chosen to play for the Trump inauguration.
They are good, and I will tell you, some you've heard of before. Maybe on
we'll
the
see. I'm thinking some of them are country. Here's Chris Plant.
Talk about
country,
a band.
He's a little country.
The man
I've
of the band.
I've been banned from many places. Better places than this, yeah, I'll have you know, for crying out loud. Why is the news media in a